honestly, have you guys been sleeping well? Now, there's something other than our mobile devices that keeps us awake at night these days. Tropical Nights! I'm Brian Jew, and I'll be back right after the song. Welcome to another episode of KPC. It is Thursday, June 30th, 2022, and we just heard Tropical Love by Oh My Girl. Now, we had a string of sleepless and uncomfortable nights for many people in Seoul and other major cities across Korea earlier this week as the nighttime temperatures hovered above 25 degrees despite the rain and cloudy afternoon skies. Now, we call hot, uncomfortable nights when the temperatures stay above 25 degrees tropical nights, and it was the first time that such a phenomenon was recorded for the month of June, which is still considered to be early for the summer, of course. Now, what do you do when the nighttime temperatures remain high and it's difficult to sleep, or you keep waking up because of the heat? I hate that. Now, I want you guys to share some of your tips to stay cool and comfortable while you sleep, because guess what, y'all? We still have a long summer ahead of us. With that said, song break for y'all. This is EXO with Coco Bop. That was Coco Bop with EXO, by EXO. And you guys are tuning into KPC right now, and we have a quick announcement on various ways you guys can tune into our show. We have shortwave radio, 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe, 9.785 megahertz bound for India. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app, and KBS Kong app. You guys can check out our website for more details at world.kbs.co.kr or the KBS World Radio English Service page on the Book of Faces, or simply just follow us on the gram at KBS K-pop. You guys can enjoy KBS World Radio's K-pop programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. If you are in Malaysia, download the Shulk SYOK app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming of your favorite K-pop shows. Also, if you're tuning in via podcast, we've said this too many times in the past, rate us 5 stars so more and more listeners can join in. And we just love to hear from you guys and how much you're enjoying our show. Now, we got great songs coming your way. Of course, we have the sensational group of BTS yet to come. And right after that, we have Taeyeon with I Envy You. Was it honestly the best? Cause I just wanna see the next. 부지런히 지나온 어제들 속에 참 아름답게 I envy you. 룩, I'm gonna give you coffee and tea, so have both. Y'all didn't expect that one, did you? I actually offer my friends coffee and tea, and they can choose whatever they want. And that's the same thing what we're gonna do right now. You can choose to wind yourself down or get refueled. Talking about everything and anything that I wanna talk about. Now, I wanna talk about your zodiac animal. Now, I was born in the year of the monkey. I don't know if that sounded like a monkey. And they say people who are born in the year of the monkey have magnetic personalities and are witty and intelligent. Now, what do you guys think? Do these traits fit me? I don't know. I'm a little crazy, though. Did you ever wonder why Koreans place so much emphasis on their animal sign and what those characteristics mean for their personality? What about the mythical nine-tailed fox, or Kumiho, or the Korean goblins called Dokkaebi? Did you ever wonder where writer Kim Eun-soo got her inspiration for the characters in the hit series Guardian, The Lonely and Great God, which features traditional Korean ghosts and goblins like Dokkaebi and Jeoseumsaja, or the Grim Reaper? Well, if you're interested in this kind of stuff like I am, there's a great exhibition that's going on at one of Seoul's most popular tourist destinations called Insadong, called Curious 12 Tales. The media exhibition is all about Korean folktales and mythical creatures like the nine-tailed fox, dragons, and hetae, or the lion-shaped fire garden, or fired guardians. Different themes and tales will be presented with media, facades, and augmented reality technology, allowing visitors to be fully immersed in the digital presentation. Visitors will also be able to register their date of birth for the AR experience and to find out the Korean zodiac signs. Knowing a little bit more about these traditional folktales and mythical creatures will give all you K-drama and K-movie fans out there more background knowledge to appreciate those contents much more. Don't y'all agree? Well, with that said, we have two songs coming your way. We have Aespa, Illusion, 도깨비, 불, and then we have 찬열, 펀치, Stay With Me from the Guardian original soundtrack. Welcome to Your Two Cents. You guys know by now that I love connecting to our listeners and hearing your stories. Now, this is where we read your responses to our weekly question posted on our gram, and you guys tell us your personal experiences on your thoughts for a chance to win a prize. And our Y2C question of the week was, any season in the perfect season for dessert, or is the perfect season for dessert, but why does it feel like summer has the best ones? Now, we asked you guys for your favorite summer desserts, and you guys responded, so we're going to read it right now. We're going to get right into the first response. This is from at Surya93. The message is, Subak, watermelon! It will not only quench your thirst, but also fill your stomach. Cheaper compared to other fruits, and more in quantity. You'll find it in any shop easily. All right, hold on. I don't know where you're living right now, because I know watermelon is not cheap. And personally, this is something that I always had when I was younger. I'm not a big watermelon fan. I think it's because I don't like fruits with seeds in them. It's always a hassle to like chomp down a fruit that you're really enjoying and have to spit out the seed. So my favorite fruits are very basic. I like strawberries and kiwi. So subak, I know a lot of people love subak. And like Koreans put that in... What's that Korean dessert drink that people make? I forget the name. But yeah, I'm not a big watermelon person. But I mean, those who like watermelon, go for it. But yeah, I don't think it's cheap in Korea, nor is it cheap in the States. Or where, I don't know where you're writing this from, but let us know where you wrote this from. Like what country you're living in right now. All right, next is at E or Ions Me on the gram. Message is, my favorite summer dessert is escampore. I don't even know if I'm saying this right. Escampore. I never heard of this dessert. It kind of looks like bingsu, but tastes different. It contains grass jelly, jackfruit, avocado, red bean, coconut flesh, nata de coco, fermented cassava, and is served with shaved ice, cocoa pandan syrup, and condensed milk. That's a lot. That is a mouthful to say. I love this dessert because it cools me down and fills me up. Okay. Well, this doesn't sound like a dessert. This sounds like a wedding buffet, okay? There's way too much stuff going on right here. I'm very basic when it comes to desserts. I like an ice cream, one flavored, maybe two at the most. If I'm doing a bingsu, I'm not really into red beans, so I do like the strawberry bingsu or like maybe a parfait. Ooh, I'm sorry. I hate this segment right now because I'm trying to diet and you guys are making me want junk food. Anyways, I'm going to have to look this up because I'm really curious what this looks like. I'm going to find this out. While this song is going out, we have a song from Yoon Jong Shin. It's called Snow Sherbet, 눈송이 빙수. Welcome back. That was Yoon Jong Shin with Snow Sherbet, 눈송이 빙수. We got more responses coming your way. Here's one from at Little for Resto. Frozen yogurt for sure. It's not too sweet. It is probiotic and it has less calories. A place near where I live in Kathmandu has blueberry, mango, and vanilla flavors. I kid you not. I have had it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Well, guess what? You are a lucky person to be able to have all that kind of ice cream or yogurt. I always consider frozen yogurt an ice cream. It's like an ice cream family to me because it's yogurt, which is like a dairy, which is dairy, and it's frozen. So it's ice cream to me anyway in my mind. If you do, I love the taste. I do love the taste of frozen yogurt. And I have to admit, like, over the years, a lot of frozen yogurt places have closed down in Korea. Like, I remember back in the day, there was one, like, every other block, and you can have, like, 20,000 toppings on there, different flavored frozen yogurts out there, but now it's all gone, and I'm actually kind of craving it now. I am. I do like a frozen yogurt right after dinner or, like, a spicy meal. So, Little Foresto, thank you for that recommendation. And I'm sorry. I'm just curious. I'm not stupid. I just never been there, but I don't know where Kathmandu is, so let us know where that is, or I'm going to look it up after the show. And yeah, I'm going to have to get some frozen yogurt after the show. Moving on next, we have one from at @MikeMikeUnderscore96 on the gram. My favorite summer dessert is what we call halo halo here in the Philippines. It is quite similar to the bingsu of Korea, but halo halo has a lot more ingredients mixed with shaved ice and milk. Some are even topped with ice cream and leche flan, which is also my favorite. What about you, DJ Brian? What is your favorite summer dessert? Please play Hot by 17. Thank you, DJ Brian. Well, my favorite summer dessert, it's always different. It matters on where I am. Like, if I'm traveling, I want to try the dessert that's actually famous in that country or that city. But normally, like I said, I'm basic. I go to the corner ice cream store and get, like, a bar, a simple bar, a chocolate bar. Or my favorite flavor would be mint chocolate chip. But right now, my favorite flavor, and it's a seasonal flavor, not all the ice cream. There's a certain ice cream store up in Korea that everyone knows, even in the States. It starts with the B, ends with the S, and maybe has a number, two-digit number in there. But that place, in my neighborhood only, I haven't seen it at other locations, but they have a Oreo Mint. It is my favorite ice cream. And I went to 5 different places around my area. Even in Seoul, they don't have it. But my ice cream store near my house has Oreo Mint because I love cookies and cream and I love mint ice cream and they just smacked it into one. That's amazing. So if you're a mint lover and you love cookies and cream, I urge you, I beg you, try this. You will not be disappointed. It's delicious. All right, next one, we have one from at Pushkin. _ also sent us a response. My favorite dessert in summer is shaved ice at Seolbing. It has a variety of flavors and it is large in size and cheap. Above all, it is a dessert with affection that is good for many people to share, and I can spend a cool summer with sweet shaved ice. All right, well, I don't know where you live. I don't know if it's Korea or another country, but I haven't been here yet. I think I drove by one the other day and I was thinking, oh, what is this place? I thought it was a coffee shop, but definitely we'll check it out because you said it's good and cheap and everyone likes to save money. Nobody wants to keep spending money on stupid things. You want to try to save some money for things you actually need. And we all know we don't need the ice cream. It's what we all crave after a nice warm meal or... Like I said, whenever I eat spicy and I don't do spicy foods normally, I go for a nice cold dessert. So thank you for your recommendations. Definitely going to check it out. But we have to play some songs for you guys. We have 17 with Hot, and then we have Red Velvet Ice Cream Cake. Alrighty, we're back with your 2 cents. We're going to continue with your responses. And you guys know what happens at the end of the show. Right before we end the show, we're going to announce a winner and they get a prize. So if you want to find out who won, stick around. Moving on to our next response. This is from at Chiskarax on the gram. Since my country is a tropical country, we have a great variety of desserts. My favorite is called sop bois, aka fruit soap. It is made of mixed fruit pieces, mostly avocado, jackfruit, watermelon, dipped in evaporated milk, flavored syrup, and shaved ice. Whoa, whoa. That sounds very sugary. It is indeed heavenly, especially for sweet tooths out there, because it tastes very sweet and refreshing. I usually have this dessert after having a long run on the weekend. It is like having a nice reward after losing a lot of sweat after running. Well, I mean, it all sounds great as long as you're not eating this all the time, because, you know, I know all the diabetics out there are like, nope, not for me. But it does sound good. I'm not the biggest sweet tooth, but every once in a while, like I said, if I had something spicy, I like to try it out. And you didn't mention what country this is, so I'm gonna have, you can tell us what country this is, what tropical country you're living in, sop bois, or if I'm even saying that word right. But it sounds interesting, because you said soap, fruit soap. Like, I like to eat fruit, but I don't want to eat soap. So that's a little confusing. All right. Anyways, we're going to get to the last response of the week. This is from Juliet Marin from the Book of Faces. When the weather turns hot, I eat ice cream almost every day. I love all kinds of chocolate things. So my favorite dessert is chocolate ice cream, especially the chocolate crispy skin on the outside and milk flavored ice cream on the inside. It's so wonderful. All right. That makes sense. I was confused. I was thinking, oh, just regular chocolate ice cream. But you're talking about like a bar, because if you say crispy skin, that's like what Koreans have in Korea called turtle bar. And you can pretty much get this in any convenience store. And it's chocolate on the outside and it's usually vanilla in the inside. And I do like those bars. I used to pig out on those all the time when I'm just stressed out. Like, give me those turtle bars. Mm-hmm. Also, we had, I can't say your name because it's so long, at Mahebub Khan Pathan 35 said chocolate flavored ice cream is his favorite. My question to you is, why is your ID so long, mister? That's a very long ID. All right. Well, chocolate flavored ice cream, like I said earlier, I do like mint chocolate chip and I do like Oreo mint. But if it's not that, it's usually chocolate, or I like strawberry cheesecake flavored ice cream. Alrighty. Well, if you guys want to find out who's going to win this week, you got to keep it right here. We got two songs coming your way for now. We have Blackpink Ice Cream with Selena Gomez, and we have Yeoja Chingu with Sunny Summer. 여름, 여름해. All right, that was G-Friend, Yeoja Chingu with Sunny Summer, 여름, 여름, hey. And guess what, y'all? It's time to announce the winner of a show. I'm going to use my props right here to go. Today's winner is at Poochkin _. If you guys are wondering what that was actually a cup of iced coffee right there. I was just shaking ice around. Anyways, we need to know your mailing address by sending to our email, kpop@kbs.co.kr, and we will send you a prize. So keep an eye out for that. It won't be a summer dessert, because by the time it gets there, it'll melt. But it will be something special that you can love and cool you off for the summertime. Anyways, we have a song, two songs coming your way before we have to wrap things up. We have Ive with Love Dive, and we have Zico with Summer Hate featuring Rain. All righty, y'all. That's about it for today. Like I said, we have to wrap things up. But we have a great song for y'all from Brave Girls, Rollin'. And our producer is Sophia Hong. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection. Y'all may not disconnect. You better listen to the whole song.